Want to protect your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now, get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I work at Gearhart Law doing the marketing, and I have my own startups.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, everyone, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with startups, small businesses, and discuss the intellectual property that helps them flourish. Now it's time to go to our guests. And these people are the authors of The Empowerment ABCs, which is a really magnificent book for encouraging young people to be empowered. Naima and Cecilia Ricks, thank you very much for joining us. And tell us a little bit about Empowerment ABCs.
Yes, thank you for having. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Naima Ricks, and I'm here with my lovely mother, Cecilia Dallas Ricks, the co-authors of the Empowerment ABCs. You know, it was just great hearing from the first speaker today because this book was truly inspired by my career and my passion. I began my career working in higher education for many years where I worked with college students. And oftentimes, I would feel like I kind of got to them too late. I would hear stories about my friends' kids and just seeing like kind of like the things that they're going through in life. And then when I would work with my college students, I'm just like, we need some empowerment. I'm doing empowerment workshops for them in college, but I'm like, this is too late. We need to start younger. So after going out to brunch with my girlfriends, I came home and I told my mother, we're going to write. Well, actually, no, I said, I'm going to write a book. And then I told her my idea. She said, we're going to write a book because I'm going to make it even better. Okay. And that's where it became about, where I just started writing it honestly on my phone. This was all through actually the pandemic. Thank you, stimulus check, because my stimulus check was my investment into this. Okay. So with that, we came up with the idea of the Empowerment ABCs, and we came up with the idea of really writing a book that was simple for all ages. So you could pick it up if you're having a bad day and just say, I want to be empowered. And what's great about our book is that throughout the book, it's colorful, and all of the pictures, some people have names, some don't. But what's great about it is that you can create your own names or create up your own characters in the book. And they all kind of relate to some things that happen out in our lives. So, for example, K is for kind. And on that page, you'll see a young girl who is in a wheelchair. And when I was younger, I had to be homeschooled for quite some time because I was in a wheelchair. My school wasn't ADA compliant. And I'm just so grateful for all those folks who were kind to me. And I want other people to be kind to one another. So that's the inspiration behind our book. And I'll let my mom share a little bit more about it.
What she failed to mention, my daughter, Dr. Ricks, is that years ago, she and her best friend started an after-school program as part of a community service event where they tutored young children. And now she is the executive director of a program that tutors children after school. It's just a wonderful testament to what she has become and where she's going. And like she said, she came running in like she did with all of her projects in school and during Girl Scouts. And she said, Mommy, this is my idea. And I'm like, wow, let's go with that. You know, one of the things she failed to mention, our children are multicultural, because that's the world we live in. We live in a multicultural world. Mm-hmm. On our cover, it speaks to children on top of the world. And the back says the child is holding up the world, because that's what we're gearing our children to be, to grow up and hold up this world of ours, to empower themselves. There's so many different references to people, powerful people. We mentioned President Obama. We mentioned Beyonce, we mentioned Muhammad Ali. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is my favorite page. It speaks to justice. You know, back in the day, she wasn't even allowed to practice law because she was a woman. A lot of people don't know these facts. So we're hoping that not only will you read the book, but you'll be encouraged to learn something else about the people we have highlighted in your life.
Well, you both seem like you're very empowering people to me. So when you talk about empowerment, can you talk a little bit about what that means to you?
Sure. I would say what empowerment means to me is to be, actually, you know what? I'm actually going to go to how we describe it in the book. So E is for empower, to give official authority or power to. We describe the word and also give the definition for each word as well as use a sentence. So in our book here, it says we can empower others to accomplish their goals. So that's what empowerment means to me. It means to take something small and just empower a friend and empower a colleague to really just go on and take the world and accomplish their goals. That's what it means.
and our page, which talks about bullying, which is really important in our lives, we teach our children how to stand up to the bully. You stand up to a bully by staying united. So if I see Dr. Riker being bullied, I'm going to go to her help and say, look, leave her alone. And then if that doesn't work, my daughter's going to step in and say, hey, leave her alone. And if that doesn't work, you're going to step in and say, leave her alone, because it becomes a community thing so that this can be stopped if we all stick together and just lend a helping hand.
I love that this is like a cross transformational tool, right? And that you're tapping into like that multicultural component where it teaches us kind of how we need to be to one another cross culturally. Because I think sometimes we silo ourselves in these sectors, right?
Yes,
and then when it comes time for us to work together, the social skill set that we need is not necessarily there. So I love that you're starting on a ground level with children and giving them a great tool that's going to help them on later on in life.
Yeah, absolutely. And we even try to also, the book is rather challenging. It's actually at a fourth grade reading level. So a lot of the words are like optimistic. You know, it's kind of hard for a first grader possibly to pronounce that word. But we actually have the conjugation of the word and how to say it out loud. And, you know, thinking about those passions that a person might have. We use my brother's name. His name is Dallas. Got to give him a little shout out. But for P is for passion, intense driving, and overmastering feeling. And so the sentence that we have for passion is, my brother is passionate about baking delicious cookies. He is like, you could eat all things. My brother is 6'5", and he loves to play basketball. He does not like to bake cookies. But, you know, we're passionate about eating cookies. And so we thought that we would still incorporate, you know, still just some friends, some family, and just encouraging that passion for folks there.
So part of your role, Dr. Ricks, is to teach children and to empower them. So what are some of the things that you do to empower children?
Some of the things that I do to empower children are to, number one, like I would say, always remind them that they are strong, that they are loved, and that they have many folks around them who are there to support them. I really do that within my work and my professional work. As my mom mentioned, I also work for a nonprofit where we provide after-school programming for young kids. So with that, I really just try to remind them that they're empowered, do different social-emotional learning activities, and keep them engaged.
Sometimes it's just a matter of saying to someone, you can do it. You
know, it's a lot of encouragement.
Just say, yeah, you can do it. Yeah. You can do it. I've worked with even adults at my job. I've had people say to me, you know, I don't know if I'm qualified. Okay, that's what they want you to think. So when you see a child who says, I can't do this, you say, yes, you can. Let's try it. And if you can't because of some physical thing, we're just going to keep trying until we get it done right, you know, or we'll try until we get it done wrong. And that's okay as well. But we have to say, let's try it and encourage that motion, that action to do. You know, a lot of time kids are on tablets and they're sitting home playing games and Xbox and stuff. I used to kick my kids outside. My kids had all those games, but you got to go outside for a little while. Let's get some exercise. Let's get some air. Yeah. Let's get some vitamin D, you know, and I speak to that in the book, getting sunshine. These are things that keep us thriving and keep us going.
So where did the inspiration for this book and this movement, where did that come from?
The inspiration came from my background as a higher education professional. I used to work for many colleges and universities in college student personnel administration, as well as an adjunct professor. So with that, I was constantly providing workshops, empowerment sessions for them. And so I really wanted a way to inspire them, to empower not only my college students that I work with, but the youth that I work with. Growing up my entire life, I was a Girl Scout. So I thought about all the, I'm still a Girl Scout. And I think about all the young girls that I was still working with, you know, in my professional career. So just thinking about a simple yet effective tool for people to be empowered, people to feel good. You can wake up and be like, what's the word of the day? And kind of take it from there and just really just see a light in a day.
This is beautiful as a tool. So I guess my question for you is, how are you incorporating it into like learning systems, and like how are you actually getting kids to pick up and read it and use it?
We actually align ourselves with our local library, and our librarian or library director has been very, very supportive. in getting the word out through the libraries. So we go out to the libraries and we read in the libraries. We've read at schools. We've had our political figures. We have a commissioner who actually goes to school and reads our book.
Nice.
So it's really doing the legwork, going from door to door, so to speak. When we meet children, we'll give them out as gifts to small children or people who are having a baby. We'll put it in the baby basket. But it's been a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read a couple of other pages from the book?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it's for optimistic. Optimistic is an adjective of relating to or characterized by optimism, feeling or showing hope for the future. Being optimistic about new ideas has led to fantastic discoveries.
I want to read one. How about C is for courage? I always knew what the like definition of courage was, but when you see it in this context, it's just very moving and powerful, right? So C is for courage, mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. It takes courage to put an end to bullying.
That's one of our favorite pages, along with L is for leader. So when you think about empower, you might think about leaders in your life. So leader is a noun, a person who leads. So my teacher, this sentence is, my teacher is a great leader. She inspires her students every day. And in this picture for this particular page, you can see a teacher standing over the children in the classroom. And so a lot of folks, when you think about who a leader in your life is, often like a professor or a leader or a teacher in your life who may have had that great impact in your life, who has inspired you and has empowered you.
That's great.
So what are your plans for the future? For this project?
Our plans for the future, when we wrote this book, it was just, again, it was on a whim. I missed the pandemic because I had so much time. I was like, let's write this book. Let's create a website. Let's do all this. So that's when we started the Empower brand. So we could see we're wearing empowered hoodies right now.
I see you're fully empowered
yes,
there.
Yeah. So not only do we want you to feel empowered, but we want you to wear the empowered every day. So our plans for the future to continue to grow the brand. We have discussed like our next book, and then also, we want to encourage folks to purchase our Empower hoodies. They are available on naimaricks.com. So those are the plans for the future.
Have you thought about doing an audio version of the book?
Oh.
We just have.
Okay, there you go.
Yes.
That is why Kenya is the media maven.
Oh, yes. Thank you. That's a great suggestion.
I like to encourage parents. When my kids were little, I would read to them every night before they went to bed. So I like to encourage parents to read the book to their kids at night. And that's when, like Naima said, for the pages that don't have a person's name in, you fill it in.
Mm-hmm.
Use your imagination. The book is very geared towards using your imagination so that you can take it even further. Talk about a page a night. Talk about a letter a night.
Right.
And just focus in on that word. Then you can have a discussion with your child as to what it means to you.
Well, there you go, everybody. Cecilia and Naima Ricks, The Empowerment Project. They've got an amazing book. And can you get this on Amazon?
Yes, it is available on Amazon. So you can do a search for The Empowerment ABCs or for my name, Naima Ricks, on Amazon. And you can also find us on social media via Naima Ricks, as well as my website, naimaricks.com. And that's NAIMARICKS.com.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure that you check out their website. It sounds like a perfect gift for the youngster in your family that doesn't involve some sort of device, right?
Yes,
so
absolutely
perfect for that.
Before we go, I'd like to thank the Passage to Profit team, Noah Fleischman, our producer, Alicia Morrissey, our program director. Our podcast can be found tomorrow anywhere you find your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show.
And you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Passage to Profit show and Twitter, or if you're even more up to date, X at Passage to Profit, and on our YouTube channel. Please also join us on our new Facebook group. Search for Passage to Profit Show Listener Community, a new community space for our listeners and guests where you can post questions that you would like answered on the show and interact with the Passage to Profit team.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.